Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for being a part of Got Faith Monday Motivation, Got Faith Motivation Podcast, and our newest edition, which is Got Faith Worldwide. We're going to be traveling from place to place, doing what the Lord has for us to do, meeting new people, doing new things. I have my husband here with me tonight. Hey, honey.
Hey,
babe. And we are going to get it done. We're going to get it done tonight. We spent a lot of time together today. Motivating is what I do. I think it's something right now that is part of my anatomy. It's part of my vernacular. It's what I do. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that God has given me this voice and given me this platform and also given me this community to be to you what you need in this season. I'm thankful. I definitely don't take it for granted. This Memorial Day, that's why I'm here with you guys, just to give you a word of motivation, to build your confidence, to help to keep you on the wall, to help you to understand the reason that you're here today is to do the will of God, for each one to reach one. You know, we all have a purpose in God's kingdom. As we grow, He gives us reasons to be in certain places and in certain seasons in our lives. We have a reason to be there, and in that reason, He gives us what we need while we're there. I know we were talking today to someone, and they were talking about growth. And I said some of the things about growth is that in the seasons that we are, He brings certain people into our lives, and those people are to make us grow or to stretch us. Sometimes it's hard to deal with some of the situations that come in our lives in crisis. So a lot of times those things are not to run away from, but it is to mold us into who God wants us to be. Circumstances come most times to kill us, to take us out of the realm and the will of God. And we have to work through that by renewing and changing our minds, keeping our minds stayed on Him and learning those things and not forsaking the fellowship of being with one another. We talked about how when Mary Magdalene and Mary came together, Mary Magdalene, John the Baptist, leaped in her stomach. And that's what's supposed to happen when we connect with people that bring us our purpose. When we connect with people, they can begin to tell us, hey, you're good at that. You know, and sometimes we can look at that as something that we never thought a whole lot about. So it's good for us to come and be connected. Before we go into the motivation today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy, your loving kindness toward us. Thank you for this Memorial Day. Thank you for all the people that made it thus far. God, we know many didn't make it, but we are ones that did. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your grace. Thank you for that mercy that keeps us. God, thank you for giving us a heart to love your people. Keep our minds and hearts open that we're not judgmental on those that you give us. Lord, keep us. Keep us that we will continue to sharpen those that you have around us, that we will continue to love them, have long suffering. What are the fruits of the Spirit? That we will employ those things as a give and a take. Sometimes we need to give it. Sometimes we need it for ourselves. We thank you and we give you praise. And it is in your name, God, we pray. Amen. I don't have anything really structured, but one of the things that I wanted to do is encourage you to not forsake the gathering together. Don't forsake being around people, doing things, taking yourself out of the element. I've been to the theater a few times and I've drug him along, you know. And so I signed up my husband and I for us to usher at the Cape Fear Theater. And we both enjoyed ourselves. It was a great time of fellowship, a great time of meeting new people and working with new people in a new environment. What did you think about it?
Yes, it was great.
I thought so too, honey. And the production was really good as well. I thought it was something that really took us to another level.
It did.
Yeah, I enjoyed it so much. But again, one of the things I want to encourage you is to know that the Word speaks that two are better than one. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone. When he falls, he has not another to lift him up again. Again, if two lie down together, they keep warm. And how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. The threefold cord is not quickly broken. That's an encouragement that we don't need to stand alone, that it's good for us to come together. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. It's great for us to come together, always learning and pulling knowledge from one another, being able to be encouraged by one another. And when you see people that are doing great things, encourage them. When you see people that have on something that's different, encourage them, compliment them, compliment God's people. Because everybody at some point, we seek out things sometimes just because we need a vote of confidence. And we'll pick out a different color. I know I pick out yellow most time, a yellow or gold, if I need to feel a boost of confidence. So when someone has something on that catches your attention, be quick to compliment them, because that's what God wants us to do as brethren. Genesis 2:18 says, then the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Guys, it is good for us to come together as friends. Make yourself friendly. I know a lot of times you may be raised up in an environment that you didn't get what you needed to learn the art of friendship. I know I don't understand or know the art of friendship, but it's not by the lack of trying. I try. I definitely try. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Wow, this is great scripture to let us know that we need to come together, have friends, have people that we can bounce things off of to compliment us, to encourage us, to tell us what we're good at. Because one of the things that I know, my husband is good at math. Anytime I need one of those fast answers, like, okay, all right, what is this? What is that? And he can rattle it off. And that's great. And so we get to see the things that God has for our relationship. There are things that I'm good at, because if we meet somebody, we're both actually talkers, but I think I'm more of a freer talker. I warm the path for him, because once I get the path warm and get the person warmed up, he'll take it over and he'll go from there. So I think that it's all about how he puts us together to build that teamwork. Then 2 John 1:8, this thing right here was really funny to me. 2 John 1:8, it says, watch yourself, so that you may not lose what you have worked for, but may win a full reward. Watch yourself. I loved it. So watch yourself, so that you won't lose all that you work for. Hebrews 10:35-36. Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Oh, my goodness. That's good. That's good. Don't lose your confidence. Don't throw it away. It has great recompense of reward. It will bring you a reward. Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That is great instructions. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 13:6 says, so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Come on now. That's one of the scriptures I have on my monitor at my job. The Lord is my helper. Because in those tight times, in those times when I feel like something is against me and I'm not getting what I need, I know the Lord is my helper. I know who's going to help me. I know who I can call on when I feel weak. And man, I tell you what, that makes the difference. It makes the difference. That's Hebrews 13:6. I want you to write that out. I want you to write that out and put that on your mirror, so that whenever you get in a tight, you can look. And it says, Hebrews 13:6, says, so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Wow. Man, that's good. That is really good. I love that. I want to give you some affirmations of confidence. I want to speak this into your life. What I want you to do now is just stop what you're doing, and I want you to receive it. You deserve everything that you want in your life. I want you to receive that. Receive that now. You are competent. You are smart, and you are able. Receive it. If it takes you to lift your hands in order to receive it, I want you to receive that right now. You are growing and changing for the better. Everything that you see in life that is not giving you what you need. If life is not giving you what you need, if you are not where you feel like you need to be, then you're growing and you're going to change for the better. Take those things in life that are giving you these hard lessons and begin to change those things, because you're coming up to your better. You love the person that you are becoming. You love the person that you are becoming. Lift your hands. Receive that. Begin to receive that in your spirit. Every day, you are becoming a better version of yourself. Every day, you will become a better version of yourself. Receive that. I want you to receive that in your spirit. Begin to speak that over your life. Every day, you are becoming a better version of yourself. Let me speak this over your life. Today is a great day to be alive. Today is a great day to be alive. It's because God has so much in you that he wants to get out of you. He has so much in you that you have to give to someone else that's going to be in your way sooner or later. And another thing I want to speak in your life, you are a strong and a powerful person. You're strong and you're powerful. Don't you forget it. Believe that. Receive that today. I want to sow that into your life. I want you to understand that you are strong and you are powerful, and don't let no one take that from you. You are worthy, wonderful, and you're wise. You are worthy, you are wonderful, and you are wise. No matter what has happened in your life, no matter the mistakes that you have made, you're going to be better. You're going to become a better version of yourself. Believe that. Take that with you. You are clear and confident in the personal choices that you make. You're becoming clearer, and you're building more confidence in the choices that you're going to make. Confidence is going to come naturally to you. Confidence is going to come naturally to you. Now, your mind, your body, your spirit are powerful and profound. Wow. And every day, your confidence is growing. Let me speak that into your life. Just lift your hands and begin to receive that. Receive that into your spirit, that God has a purpose for you, and everything that he has for you is going to come into fruition, into fruition, into fruition, into fruition. Everything he has for you is coming. So now let's affirm and let's meditate. You can close your eyes, or you can just relax and listen as you follow along. Breathe in, breathe out. I release any resistance right now. Breathe in, breathe out. I rely on the energy of Jesus Christ, my source, and I am where I am intended to be, and my source is pleased. Breathe in, breathe out. Purpose is in me, and I am who God says I am. And he's calling me to a higher existence. Breathe in. Breathe out. I believe God is shifting his people, moving us forward in our destinies, advancing us in his purposes, and equipping us for greater accomplishments. Breathe in. Breathe out. Today, as God opens the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, I will make room to receive it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Spirit is guiding my steps, and all is unfolding for my good as I open my mind and my heart to the perfect will of God, as I allow things to flow naturally to me. Breathe in. Breathe out. God is preparing me to be used in new and different ways for his glory. I long to fulfill God's purposes in my life and to see his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Breathe in, breathe out. I open the doors to my good and claim my divine inheritance. I am meant to feel happiness in my life, and I am meant to fulfill my dreams. I create the perfect plan for my life by choosing the perfect thoughts. Breathe in, breathe out. I choose to release fear because God within me is mighty and unstoppable, and everything I seek is now seeking me. Breathe in, breathe out. Every cell in my body is now functioning in divine order, and I'm doing extremely well as I relax and enjoy it as life unfolds. Breathe in, breathe out. I feel appreciation for what is and an eagerness for what is coming. For in you, God, I place my trust as I depend on you for my every need. Breathe in, breathe out. Oh my goodness. I feel so much better today. It was a testimony for me. It was a great release for me. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for all that God has done, all that he has brought to fruition in my life or in our life, and how he's moving in this season. I'm grateful. What do you have to talk about tonight? How has your week been? And Phil, do you have anything you want to say tonight?
It's great to be here, sir.
Amen. Amen. He's grateful to be here, and that is a great thing. Hey, ladies, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to say just grateful to be alive and to see another day. It was just one of those beautiful days where I didn't have to work, but it seemed like I'd be working more when I'm off than when I'm at work. But I praise God for the day. I just praise God for what he does for me daily and how he's working in my life. I just give him thanks. You know, no matter how much we praise the Lord, we can never praise him enough. I really enjoyed the talk tonight. It really stood out with me about complimenting each other because we got those little kids at school in the preschool class. And they could see me and they say, Miss Veronica, I like your hair. Miss Veronica, I like your shoes. You know my shoes are dirty. But Miss Veronica, I like your socks. They just find something to compliment us on. And that's a good thing for young kids to start like that. So I like that because it really makes your day. You know, you can be having a bad day and somebody can compliment you. And like the girl Sunday say, you look pretty today. And I'm turning around looking like, who's she talking to? And I said, well, thank you, because, you know, I just put that orange dress on and just got dressed and went to church. But that was a blessing right there, and today I thought about that. So, yeah, it is good to compliment each other. And about the Lord God, the Lord is your helper? Oh, yes, in everything. The Lord helps me with everything. If I didn't have the Lord, I don't know where I would be. It's like the lady said, if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? If it hadn't been for the Lord in my life, where would I be? I'm just enjoying the day. I just praise the Lord for being alive. And everybody, just enjoy your day. And don't forget to put Jesus first.
Amen. That was great advice. And the thing is that when a person compliments you, they don't see what you see. They see what God wants them to see. So always be willing to accept compliments as you give them, because you have got to have confidence in yourself. You got to love what God gave you. Be a good steward over your body. And if you've been lacking in that area, let's all get back and be disciplined. Begin to get back to where God is calling us, to the healthy person, so that we're able to do his will when he calls. And begin to love who you are. So when a person says, you really look good today, just say thank you and thank God. I appreciate that. Because it's what God wants them to see in you. Like I was saying, that makes your baby leap. That helps you to be able to just smile within yourself and look like, wow, what did they see? But it's what God wanted them to see or what God needed them to see in that moment. I'm grateful to have you guys here. I'm grateful for this Memorial Day and thankful for the ones that gave their life, that we could be at this place at this time, and for all those that work so tirelessly to protect our country and to protect our rights. We're grateful for the blessing of life, and we definitely don't want to take that for granted. Thank God for the gift of family. We have so much to be thankful for our health, our strength. We're just thankful. God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for your son, Jesus, whose name is above every name, God. Thank you even in the midst of our sicknesses. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are our healer. You are our helper. God, your name is above every sickness and disease. Oh, Jesus, and we ask you right now to give us our confidence. Help us to continue to guard it, Jesus, because we know that is one of the tricks of the enemy, is to steal our confidence so that we cannot come boldly to your throne and be able to ask and be open to receive. And Jesus, we give you all praise. Protect every household that is represented and that gets represented in our community, God. Everyone that had the mind and heart to be here tonight but could not, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch their homes, their families, their children, their bodies, their minds, Jesus, and keep them in perfect peace as they keep their minds stayed on you, God. And we thank you. We give you praise and all glory, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for always. You push me. Because the day was a holiday, but when you said, are we going to be on? I said, yes, because that's how passionate I am about what God has given me. And you matter. You matter to me to the point that I will stop what I'm doing and say, let's make this happen. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You guys go and be blessed. Have the best week of your life. And we will see you here next week. God bless you. I love you.